Good morning, Harrisonburg. It is Triller AC coming live. Call Me Daddy is no longer relevant because we are starting to make podcasts now. This is Anu speaking. I have
Criv
and
Cass.
Also guest starring
Deaf.
Feel the guest star Deaf.
Mr. Triller just left. We're really sad. It is
appearing in following podcasts.
It's 1:33 today. It is St. Patrick's Day, and we are not feeling the best.
Not at all.
What did you do yesterday, Crab?
I got a little too turnt.
She drank a little too many green drinks.
A little too much.
If you know what I mean.
Different substances.
A little this, a little that.
A little here, a little there.
A little up, Shout out. Down. Shout out Peter Cook. We love you, Peter.
Peter, why didn't you kiss Lily? That is the topic of today's discussion.
Yes, that is the topic.
Anyways, Anu, how was your St. Patrick's Day? Do you know what St. Patrick's Day means?
I don't, Crib. What does it mean?
I don't know either.
Apparently, Patrick the Saint was trying to weed out all the snakes.
That's what we do every day. Shout out Sarah.
Sarah Pine, where you at, girl?
She ain't shy girl no more. Jet ski.
Hey.
Shout out jet ski.
Okay. And then Caitlin, other Triller, is at work. Shout out Caitlin. She is a hardworking mom.
Anyways, on today's episode, we'd like to talk about what came first, the chicken or the egg. Anu, what's your opinion on this?
It had to be the chicken. It had to be the egg.
But then how did the chicken get born?
Cass had it.
Polyside major chime in.
I think the egg came first, right?
But how'd the egg come?
Where did the egg come
something
from?
Something that wasn't a chicken. And then it like just like hatched a chicken.
Who hatched,
that is
right?
Darwin's law of natural selection. I mean, survival of the fittest.
Cass out.
They had to evolve and grow and mutate.
Right? It probably mutated.
Yeah, maybe.
And then just...
Honestly, maybe a news of chicken. We don't even know. Gobble gong. That's a turkey. Next topic, I guess. We'll talk about... What is everyone doing this week?
A lot of work.
Gym.
Catch me at ECL. Yeah, we're going to be fit now. We're going to be as studious and fit. Gym every day. Catch us at UREC. Catch us at ECL in Harrisonburg. Public Library. Shout out Harrisonburg.
Shout out Harrisonburg Public Library. You the real MVP.
Literally, if you don't want to go to ECL, Carrier is too crowded.
Don't get people hip. You're exposing us out here. This is 3 minutes.
Already. Oh, you know what? You guys gonna get hip to? CC's Pizza, baby.
$6, all you can eat mac and cheese salad. If you want to be a little skinny.
They got everything. Dessert for $6. People are sleeping on CC's Pizza.
Hashtag
we're sponsored. Okay, we're going to leave because this is a little long. If you listen to this whole entire thing, comment below. Bust down Tatiana.
And then give us a suggestion for our next episode. We love our fans.
All right, have
and
a good
also
day.
Comment on our next Triller song.
It is a good day to have a great day, everyone.
That's black.
XOXO.
RAR XD.
Triller girls.
Triller girls.
Till next time. Bye.
That's so scary. Bye.
Good afternoon, Harrisonburg. Here we have it. Caitlin Meany. I'm here.
Surprise.
Allow me to introduce myself. So, I missed out earlier, but don't worry, we're going to make it for now. We're doing some Chipotle talks. We also have here with us...
Once again, Crew.
Cass.
Anu.
And Jeff.
And Jeff.
So, our question on Chipotle Talks tonight is, what came first, the color orange or an orange?
Shout out Sam Parker.
So, Criv, what is your take on this?
Personally, I believe that
the
my battery's
so this is why you're not allowed in podcasts.
Ask me a question.
You just ruined the podcast.
No, I didn't. We're gonna post it anyways, so shut up. Anyway, sorry, we were interrupted by a jewel.
We were interrupted by the podcast stealer. I believe that the orange came first.
Why? That's such a lie. The color orange came first. The color came first so they could name the orange after they saw the color of the fruit.
Are you saying like the color orange came first?
Yeah,
the color orange came first.
The orange came from the ground, yeah, and then the color orange came from like the light in the sky.
Yeah.
So like, what was first, the light or the ground?
The light.
The light. The light or the ground?
The light.
I have no idea. I'm so confused.
All right.
We want your opinions. Everyone, comment below what you're thinking. The orange came first or the color orange?
Next question.
Next topic. Do you mix your Chipotle bowl before you eat it?
Like a normal person?
Or do you just eat it straight like a serial killer?
You have to like nice slather and neat. That in like vinaigrette. And
then no, just, like, I'm not a big fan. No, I'm not a big fan.
I like to eat it in portions.
You have to shake it up.
I take a part of mine and I mix it up, and then I take another part and I mix it up.
What?
You know, I
you're just like a slight serial killer. You're not a full on one.
Yeah.
But you're on your way there.
Also, white rice greater than brown rice.
Brown rice.
No.
Brown rice tastes
like nuttier. No, white rice tastes so much better.
Brown rice tastes better.
I only get brown rice to be healthy. If I could, I'd get white rice all the time.
Alright, well, we're glad that... Who cares what you have to say?
Okay, whoa.
Thank you.
Steak or chicken?
Chicken.
Steak.
Chicken.
Steak has too much fat on it. It grosses me out. I can't do fat on meat.
Okay. Chicken all the way.
No, you do barbacoa.
I do barbacoa.
Or pinto
no
beans.
Pinto
no,
beans.
Black beans
pinto.
All the way.
Pinto beans.
Pinto beans are thick.
Shout out to Pico!
That was a little thriller shout out.
What's salsas?
Only tomato.
No, the green one too.
Never get the green one. Never get the green one.
The tomatillo?
Mm-mm. Tomatillo.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, it is.
Shout out Mattia. We're gonna change things up for a second. Crib and Cass, fluent Spanish speakers. Let's give our Hispanics a shout out, babies. Let's go. Say something in Spanish.
No.
Let's go.
Yes,
no.
All right, go.
I hate
conversation
when,
in Spanish. Come
I
on.
Hate when you
do it for our fans. Do it for our fans.
Bye.
Adios. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella. So sometimes Crib and Cass are super fake and we'll be at a party and we'll be all trying to communicate.
We're exclusive.
And they'll go off in the corner and just start talking Spanish. Like, yeah, I can hear every word you're saying.
But you have no idea.
Mm. Ooh, Crib, fill me with a glass of water.
I got you.
Good luck. No. Does anyone have an issue where their friends come over and drink all their water bottles? Or is it just me? I bought 80 water bottles. This
pot.
One week ago. One week ago, I bought 80 water bottles from Costco for $8. They literally are all gone. Are you kidding me? And then you just drink my water like you're for me.
All right, comment below.
Angry girl.
Is a human or a robot?
You literally feel like death and you would drink my water?
How many people believe in CoStar? Because today I got a notification, a daily outlook on life. Drink water, period. It said drink water, period. I said, this app is stalking me and listening to my conversations because my friends tell me every day, drink water. Comment below if you hate water.
I hate the taste. So on Friday, I had done all my laundry, but I just put it on my bed because you know me, I'm super lazy. And
yes,
I realized on Friday, I got a notification that said, do your laundry and put it away.
You're joking.
And I never put it away.
You're joking.
If you're wondering, it's still on my floor.
Conspiracy theories, next topic. Go take a live photo and count 1, 2, 3. Replay the live photo back. It repeats 1, 2, 3. They recorded you 3 seconds before you even took the picture. Insane.
Don't talk shit about Apple when you're taking pictures.
Thank you.
Shout out my FBI agent that stays loyal and listens to me every day.
Oh, we should do an episode on how to stalk someone.
Oh.
I know everything.
I love her.
Shout out Anthony.
If you need any investigation
if work, you need if to find you need anybody,
all of us. He helped us. How may I help you?
Anything. Phone number. Mom. Grandma. Brother. Home sister. Aunt. Uncle.
Dead uncle.
Who you? Who they dated in sixth grade?
Second.
The last time they ate out. Anything.
The last
Okay, we're done. We're signing off.
Peace.
Okay, till next time.
XOXO.
XOXO.
Bye bye. Thank you all for listening. XOXO. Caitlin Trilla.
No.
Everyone. 1, 2, 3. XOXO. Triller Girls.
1st reunion post grad.
Far from and new. And motherfucking best person you'll ever meet.
Cristina Rivera.
I don't want to reveal my identity.
I want to give a huge shout out to Cass and Sarah Pine for graduating college.
Really?
Woo! I am
still
very proud of you.
Classes. I failed one almost twice. Passed with a 64. Watch out, world. So I'm here for a Maymester. Hit my line.
Cass knows everyone knows
she's
doing
Maymester. So...
I know.
So for the like, guys, shut up. I need to tell them what the topic for today is.
What is the topic, Anu?
Comment down below what you think.
No one ever comments in the first.
Comment down below what you think. Sorry about you, Nick.
Sorry about you, Nick.
Means to you.
The winner will win a $50 coupon to Chipotle.
So if someone comes up to you and says, "Sorry about you, Nick."
What do you take from that? Are you offended? Are you honored? Are you flattered?
Like, are you trying to fuck?
Exactly.
Honestly, all the above.
Honestly, guys, hate to break it to you. I really hate to break it to all the JMU guys, unless you're from Australia or Great Britain. It's a no for me, dog.
Anu will not be busting it down for anyone that isn't
Michael Agassiz.
Woo! Guys, comment down below. Tinder or Bumble?
It's Bumble.
Tinder
all the way.
The first move in 2019, no. Feminism.
I get shy. I... Okay, well.
Oh, it's still going.
Okay.
All right.
Shut up, everyone.
It's still going.
I'm done with this.
Bye!